Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Leviticus chapter 14, verses 54 through 57, a summary of those verses. These are the regulations to determine when someone is clean or unclean. The bubonic plague raged throughout Europe in the mid-1300s, killing an estimated 25 million people. Think about that. In a three-year period, one-fourth of Europe's entire population was wiped out. Finally, it was discovered that the disease was carried by flea-infested rats. But poor sanitation and the devastation of war allowed the epidemic to take its deadly toll. As the people of Israel began to get their footing as a nation, a newly liberated nation from Egypt, God revealed to them His civil, ceremonial, and moral law. In that instruction were certain regulations that addressed hygiene and ways to avoid the spreading of disease. God's very practical, isn't He? God knew how fast infection could spread, and these regulations were an act of grace. In them, God was protecting His people. Now, I'll admit that reading through the dietary and hygienic regulations in Leviticus doesn't provide the most moving morning devotional. I admit that. But don't miss, in this passage, God's deep love and care within these practical rules and regulations and guidelines. Just as God provided a way to stop the spread of sin, so He instructed His people on ways to avoid the spread of infection and disease. Reading through these laws gives me a new appreciation for God's gracious care, the way He loves us, and His thorough protection of us, and that practical love that He shows us every day. Father, sometimes your instruction is deeply theological. Sometimes it's just downright practical. Thank you for loving us so much that you would send your Son. Thank you for loving us so much that you provided practical, hygienic instruction to the Old Testament believers and practical instruction in the New Testament for believers today. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.